This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In this digital world, we're all supposed to be multimedia. Even members of Congress have become, at the same time, filmmakers. A bipartisan committee focused on inequality has produced what it calls Congress's first documentary, telling the stories of three American families and their economic struggles. The doc will premiere next week, and it's called Grit and Grace, The Fight for the American Dream. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer got a sneak peek.
Congressman Jim Himes is a fan of Walker Evans, one of the photographers hired by the federal government to document the fallout of the Great Depression. You've probably seen some of their gritty black and white photographs of Americans struggling to survive during the Dust Bowl years. Himes says when you look at those pictures,
you just can't help but feel the full range of human emotions, including empathy for the people whose lives were recorded.
Himes, a Democrat from Connecticut, is chair of the House Select Committee on Economic Disparity and Fairness in Growth. When the panel wraps up its work at the end of this year, it'll write the usual report. But also, Himes and the committee have produced Grit and Grace, a 30-minute film about today's struggles. Actor Sarah Jessica Parker, who experienced economic hardship as a child, is the narrator.
Here are three stories that capture the ambition, hunger, passion, and love that define resilience.
I got a chance to talk to one of the families profiled in the film. Wendy and Jeremy Cook live in Augusta, West Virginia. They own an antique store named after their 24-year-old twin sons.
Mystic Boys Antiques, LLC.
The twins have autism and can't talk. The Cooks needed to be home to provide constant care, so Jeremy Cook told me they added a 1,000-square-foot showroom to their house, aiming to open their store in spring of 2020. Then the pandemic hit.
It felt like somebody took a sledgehammer to us.
Mystic Boys Antiques went online. But Wendy Cook says that's a real challenge in rural West Virginia. They have to deal with buffering and sometimes lose their internet service altogether during live online sales. Cook says some customers get impatient.
Most of them are pretty understanding, but there are ones out there, you know, hey, you just lost a customer.
The Cooks say they're eking out a profit, and they do get $800 a month in Social Security disability payments for each of their sons, but that doesn't even cover their grocery bill. Back in Washington, Congressman Himes says the point of telling stories like the Cooks is not about getting legislation passed.
Hopefully we succeeded not in convincing you that we should increase the child tax credit, but in convincing you that as a country we could do a better job taking care of our youngest Americans.
And the most vulnerable. Himes is hoping, like those photographs of the Depression years ago, this film will generate empathy among Americans who don't always agree with each other politically. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.